We're going to get to our mandatory maiden pick of the week, Dracky Bam Bam. Going to the bat lines right now on 93.3 WMMR's You Call It Saturday Night, because we have a very, very special guest on the line with us. And he was just on my Santa Tracker show when he called in from Los Angeles with his family and, of course, with his brother. You've seen them both on the drum kit on VH1 Classics' That Metal Show, who's always teasing him and says his last name differently, Vinny Appice. But on the line with us, this great man from Vanilla Fudge, sat on the drum throne for Ozzy, Paul Stanley of Kiss, Ted Nugent, King Cobra, got John Bonham of Led Zeppelin his Ludwig endorsement. And we're going to talk to him right now about his days with Rockin' Rod Stewart, the one, the only, Mr. Carmine Appice. And I think he wants to rent a drum room out in my house because he's going to be back here in Philadelphia again. How are you, Carm?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm very, very excited. You're going to be doing a special Valentine's Day show in our great city of Philadelphia, and we've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah. I know me and you've been talking about bringing this Rod show to the Philly area.
As in Rod Stewart, and it's not like seeing like a tribute band. You and many of the members in the band played for Rod Stewart. You were part of the Rod Stewart band. You're calling it the Rod Stewart Experience, A Night to Remember. You're playing all the great songs, but this is the Rockin' Rod Stewart.
Yeah, this is the Rockin' Rod Stewart, the classic Rod, not the American Songbook Rod.
Not even were you in Rod's band. You just attended Rod Stewart's birthday bash, what, last month, the same month as your birthday, correct? Out there in Los Angeles. And you were like, Rod's having like a 40s theme. I don't know where I'm going to find a suit or where my girlfriend's going to find a 40s dress.
Yeah. About a month ago, we went to his house for a 70th birthday party, and that was awesome.
And I'm sure when Rod Stewart throws a birthday party, it's a bash. Who was in attendance? Who were you rubbing elbows with?
Members of the Rod Stewart band, and Ronnie Wood, and Jones were there. It was pretty cool.
This is the 35th anniversary tribute to the Blondes Have More Fun tour, so what an all-star lineup you have in the band, too. Who's in the band, Carm?
Well, we got Jimmy Crespo to play with Rod for about 3 years in the 90s, and Danny Johns played with Rod 80, 81, 82, and then myself. On bass, Kenny Aronson, that played with everybody, from Bob Dylan to so many people. And then you have Alan St. John playing keyboard. He played with Meatloaf and 30 years with Toy Squire. And then playing Rod, we have a guy named Rick St. James, considered the best Rod guy out. We also have video, you know, like pop-up video telling the historical things about Rod and the band. So it's a multimedia stuff too.
So you're going to have screens set up. Are you going to tell some stories behind the drums, Carm, or no?
Yeah, there'll be a couple of stories, without a doubt. All the stuff they used to see at the Rod shows, you know, the audience singing, a lot of energy. They could do all the classic songs, you know, from like Losing You, Hot Leg, You're In My Heart, Feeling of Sexy Passion.
Will you close the set like he did with Stay With Me, Faces, Twisting the Night Away, and that kind of? Yeah. Sweet Little Rock and Roller, She Won't Dance With Me.
Yep. And we had a little bit of a couple extra things. We do People Get Ready and Young Turks also.
Oh, great. Let's talk about the band again. I want to recap. Kenny Aronson, I believe he dates a girl from Philadelphia, so he's kind of sort of a local guy.
He is. That's right. That's right. And he's played with, you know, he's played with like Joan Jett, and he's played with Dust.
Yeah, Kenny and Alan St. John, you know, if you watch the old Billy Squire videos, that's the classic Billy Squire band right there.
Exactly.
And Jimmy Crespo on guitar.
Jimmy Crespo.
We all know Jimmy Crespo, like you said, with Rod Stewart, of course, but Jimmy Crespo is the man who replaced Joe Perry and Aerosmith on the Rock and the Hard
That's
Place
right.
album.
That's right. Yep.
You know, it'd be great to see Jimmy. Danny Johnson, like you said, and Rick St. James does a lot out in Vegas. This guy just nails Rod Stewart. If you want to get a Rod Stewart frontman that isn't Rod, this is the guy to go to, and you got him.
Yeah, I mean, when I met him, I thought he was Rod Stewart. So I saw him in Vegas. And then I got close, and I realized he was a little shorter, and he wasn't Rod, but he looks just like...
Carm, on a drummer sense, are you going to pull out the old white stage, the, what was it, the wooden Ludwigs or Slingerlands? What was it, the Ludwigs back then?
I'm going to have my silver D drum, but we're going to have, you know, as much white on the stage as we can possibly get.
I remember you told me Rod Stewart broke your shoulder blades because he made you put the China symbols up in the air way higher. Are you going to set the kid up like that?
Mm-hmm. No, I got to keep them lower because I don't want to have rotator cuff problems anymore.
If you can't make the Rod Stewart experience, which is playing, like you said, at the 2300 Arena, which is the old South Philly Vikings, if you're a mummer, you know that place, right down the street from Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, 2300 Swanson Street, and tickets are available at 2300arena, all one word, .com. This Rod Stewart experience with the alumni band is playing next Saturday night, Valentine's Day night.
For numerals, too, 2300 and numerals.
You can get dinner, kind of like B.B. King's up in Times Square.
It's a special dinner show for Valentine's Day, yeah.
Great night planned for Valentine's Day. Again, 2300 Arena here in Philadelphia. If you can't make this Rod Stewart experience, Carm, you're coming back into the area to the Sellersville Theater with Vanilla Fudge.
Yeah, with Vanilla Fudge, right, at the Sellersville Theater. That's on the 26th of February. And we're releasing a new album on the March 3rd, so we'll be playing some of the new album.
How about a Rod Stewart song, your favorite to play when you were with Rod, and a song that you're going to play with the Rod Stewart Experience next Saturday night?
I always love Passion.
Passion, okay, yeah, let's do it.
I always love that.
Everybody needs some passion. Everybody needs the Rod Stewart Experience next Saturday night, Valentine's Day night, at the 2300 Arena, the old South Philly Viking Fancy Brigade Clubhouse, right there on Swanson Street. And tickets are available at 2300arena.com. Carmine Appice, thanks so much for taking your time out of your day to pretend to be our friend here on 93.3 WMMR, as you call it, Saturday night. I guess you want to rent a drum room in my house, right?
That's right. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. See you for breakfast. It is Carmine Appice of Drum Wars and every other band you heard of, Rod Stewart and Ozzy and Blue Murder and King Cobra and Vanilla Fudge and Cactus. And I'm listening to 93.3 WMMR with my buddy, Jackie Jack Bam Bam. Thank you, bro.